This is a very significant piece of legislation. It deserves debate. I do not like the fact that somewhere in this building, behind closed doors, people are trying to negotiate this legislation into a larger package. We should let the Senate be the Senate. We should bring the National Flood Insurance Program bill to the floor by regular order. We should debate it. We should offer amendments. We should vote on those amendments. Vote on final passage. Shouldn't have any funny business with this. This is an important piece of legislation. But right now, the funny business with this legislation is not the fact that there may be an extraneous amendment or two that's totally unrelated to the subject matter. The funny business right now is they're trying to jam this down the throats of other senators, especially when they know that there's an amendment that's relevant, that's germane, that's in order, and that amendment would probably get well over 50 votes. They're thwarting the will of the Senate if they include this in the legislation. So I would implore my colleagues who are involved in this conference effort to try to bring the surface transportation bill, which I support, and try to bring the student loan bill, which I support, try to bring those bills to the floor. I would implore them to not include the offending language of Section 107. If they do, I want to state my intention to object to that language when it comes here to the Senate. And that is not a very pleasant prospect, because that means the House may have to stay longer, the Senate may have to stay longer. This is completely avoidable. I think that we have a mechanism in place where we can either take this legislation, the flood insurance legislation, up tomorrow and dispense with it and pass it, I hope, amend it and pass it, I hope, and or we could file cloture. If there's problems with extraneous amendments, we could file cloture, you know, more or less, say, tomorrow, and then after the 4th of July recess, where we'll be back home in our home states, we could then take it up the first day or two we get back. So there's ways to do this. We have to remember, Madam President, that this legislation, excuse me, this law does not expire until the end of July. We have two or three extra weeks here. It's not gonna expire this weekend. We have another month that we can do this, and sometimes things in the Congress take time. We understand that. I'd rather do it sooner rather than later. I'd rather get it all done tomorrow, but I do not want this included in some larger package where we do not have a chance to offer the Pryor-Hovind amendment. I yield the floor.